to the first meeting of the 2024-2028 term of Bland Shire Council. I think all of you know I'm the General Manager here at Council, and I'll probably for the first bit just sort of lead in with a few things so for those new councils they know what the order of proceedings and so forth. So first off, we've got the recording of the meeting statement and then the acknowledgement of country. So I can get everybody to stand. Council advises that an audio recording of the proceedings of this meeting will be taken and made publicly available on the website. Those in attendance should refrain from making defamatory statements. And I note we are video recording it as well as we trial some technology. Acknowledgement of country. Let us acknowledge the Wiradjuri people, their elders past and present, traditional custodians of the land we now share. Let us be inspired by the resilience, innovation and perseverance of past generations. Let us honour those who protect this great land. May you draw strength from your God or faith so that we may, here today, on behalf of our community, build a vibrant future together. Thank you, everyone. We'll kick off with attendance and apologies for non-attendance, but we're all in the room this evening, which is great. We'll capture that, and we will move to disclosures of interest. Following some discussions in the last few months, it's been recommended that when we do declare our disclosures, we actually rise and reference them ourselves. So I will ask for any if there are any disclosures of interest this evening. I'll go from left and go around here. Anybody? No? Councillor Brooks, you have a disclosure?
Yeah, I do, for agenda item 6.26, which is the Children's Services August-September update, that being that I'm currently president of the Bland Shire Council CSU Parent Committee. So it's a less than significant non-pecuniary conflict.
Thank you. Ray, can you just collect that, please? Any others? Councillor Minogue?
Long-standing.
Please.
Yeah, I have a long-standing conflict in that my sister, Vanessa Gibson, is a solicitor who provides services to the council.
I have asked Councillor Minogue to provide that to us in writing so that we can put it as a running declaration. We can record that accordingly. Okay. Nothing else, thank you. We now move to reports, and the first one is the councillor oath or affirmation of office, and I believe Julie has identified who is doing what, have we? No?
They have
theirs. They all individually have theirs, okay.
Yep.
I'll go from, well, this list is alphabetical, so I'll ask Councillor Brooks to stand and read theirs first, please.
Okay. I, Holly Brooks, swear that I will undertake the duties of the Office of Councillor in the best interests of the people of Bland Shire and the Bland Shire Council, and that I will faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1993 or any other act to the best of my ability and judgment.
Thank you. Councillor Carnegie.
I, Malcolm Carnegie, swear that I will undertake the duties of office of councillor in the best interests of the people of Bland Shire and the Bland Shire Council, and that I will faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and directions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1993 or any other act to the best of my ability and judgment.
Thank you. Councillor Crowe.
I, Rodney Crowe, swear that I will undertake the duties of the Office of Councillor in the best interests of the people of Bland Shire and the Bland Shire Council, and that I will faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1993 or any other act to the best of my ability and judgment.
Thank you. Councillor Fennell.
I, Jill Fennell, swear that I will undertake the duties of the Office
of councillor in the best interests of the people of Blanshire and the Blanshire Council, and that I will faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretions invested in me under the Local Government Act 1993 or any other act to the best of my ability and judgment.
Thank you. Councillor Henderson.
I, Emma Henderson, swear that I will undertake the duties of the Office of Councillor in the best interest of the Blanshire and the Blanshire Council, and that I will faithfully, impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1993 or any other act to the best of my ability and judgment.
Thank you. Councillor Lord.
I, Anthony Charles Lord, solemnly and sincerely declare and affirm that I will undertake the duties of the Office of Councillor in the best interests of the people of the Blanshire and the Blanshire Council, and that I will faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1993 or any other act to the best of my ability and judgment.
Thank you. Councillor McGlynn.
I, Elizabeth Ann McGlynn, swear that I will undertake the duties of the Office of Councillor in the best interest of the people of the Blanshire and the Blanshire Council, and I will faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretion vested in me under the Local Government Act 1993 or any other act to the best of my ability and judgment.
Thank you. Councillor Minogue.
I, Lisa Minogue, swear that I will undertake the duties of the Office of Councillor in the best interests of the people of the Blanshire and the Blanshire Council, and that I will faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1993 or any other act to the best of my ability and judgment.
Thank you. And Councillor Monaghan.
I, Brian Monaghan, solemnly and sincerely declare and affirm that I will undertake the duties of the Office of Councillor in the best interests of the people of Blanshire and the Blanshire Council, and that I will faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1993 or any other act to the best of my ability and judgment.
Thank you. Thank you, councillors. We will now move on to the election of mayor, item 6.2. And as returning officer, I now invite nominations for the position of mayor for Blanshire Council for a 2-year period.
Could I interrupt with this one? Where there are multiple people going for different committees, I think it is only fair for the interest of the new councillors and everyone if they can give a statement why they want to be. They think they're the most appropriate person to fill that seat. I just think that's for independence, for the whole public to see. I'd like to move that we do that, for transparency.
Okay, I'll finish that and then I'll get you to move that. Thank you,
okay.
Councillor McGlynn. In accordance with the Local Government General Regulation 2021, two or more councillors may nominate a councillor, one of whom may be the nominee for the position of mayor. The nominations must be in writing and the nominee must consent to their nomination in writing. I will ask, I have one nomination for mayor. Do I have any other? I'll put out the last question. Is there any other nominations for mayor? No? You still wish for when there's one nomination, councillor?
Yeah.
So can I have obviously Councillor McGlynn has moved to asking for nominees to present their case.
Mm.
Can I have a seconder for that?
Yeah, I think everybody, with the whole lot, it should all happen.
Okay, I'm happy we can shuffle that before the mayoral bit. And, yep, okay. And I'll ask, is there any dissenting vote to that? No, we're all All in agreement, so that can go forward, okay. We move to the nomination of Mayor then. And there is, as I said, there is only one nomination. Councillor Monaghan, would you like to stand and present your case?
Well, there's one nomination, I don't think.
You're happy with it? Okay,
yeah,
you're happy with
that.
Righto.
Yeah.
Councillor Lincoln's happy if there's only the one?
Oh.
Yeah. Very good.
I don't get to speak. Okay.
My apologies.
Yeah.
Therefore, as there is only one nominee for the role of Mayor, I declare that Councillor Brian Monaghan is a successful candidate and is elected as Mayor for the ensuing 2 years. Okay.
Do I need to say anything or...?
No.
Councillor McGlynn's obviously determined that I'm not to say very much tonight.
Okay, election of Deputy Mayor. Okay. Item 6.3. And you're right to stay there for the moment.
Okay.
I'll pop that one aside. And I have 3 nominations for Deputy Mayor. I will just check if there are any further nominations. No? Okay. Thank you. And those nominations are Councillor Lord, Councillor Crowe, and Councillor Minogue. In accordance with the advice, I now need to write those names on a little piece of paper and draw them out to determine who is what order in the ballot.
Oh, yeah. Can I basically move that it'll be held by ordinary ballot?
My apologies, I did jump the gun. Yes, can I have a...
Sorry.
So I've got a mover to go for it to be via ordinary ballot. Do I have a seconder for that motion?
That's a silent vote, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, secret ballot. Yes, ordinary ballot. Secret ballot. Okay, all those in favour?
Aye.
Aye, that's fine.
Okay. Thank you. We will therefore do it by secret ballot. No. I was just letting you throw it around a bit.
Okay.
Just got one here. Yep. Councillor Minogue, will be first on the list. Just got one?
Yeah.
Councillor Crowe. As has been resolved that the method for voting for the position of Deputy Mayor will be by ordinary ballot, in other words, by placing an X against the candidate of your choice, okay? And Julie will then come around and pop them into that box, and we'll draw them from there.
Can we hear their presentation, please?
We can do that,
yeah.
Councillor.
Yeah, good idea.
What am I doing? Councillor Lord. Would you like to kick off?
Thank you. Basically, I would like to be deputy because, firstly, I have had a significant experience on council and within the organisation and with other organisations outside the shire. I understand the intricacies and need for support for the council, the mayor and the staff, and basically also understand the role of the various committees and various delegations that occur from the mayor to the deputy. With that, I would find it a privilege to serve that and to actually assist other councillors come along and basically help and train and assist them in the future and give them a guidance in the areas of which they may not be, have a little bit of doubt. It is a lot. It is a difficult role at times, but it is a satisfying role, and I think that's something there. Having been deputy mayor for 6 years previously, I do understand the role, and I believe that I can absolutely support council and the mayor and the community and represent the community well when necessary.
Thank you, Councillor Lord. Councillor Crowe?
I put my nomination forward for deputy mayor. 12 months ago, I didn't put my name forward. I had a few projects on the go in my life then and didn't see that I would have the time to dedicate myself to it. Previous to that, I was deputy mayor for a couple of years. I know that the pressures that the mayor gets put under and the amount of time that's taken out of their life. I work locally and I'm able to fill in for those roles when the mayor may or may not be available. And I did quite enjoy the role, so I thought I'd put my hat in the ring again this time round and let the council decide who they would wish as their deputy. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Pratt. Councillor Minogue.
Thank you for the opportunity of addressing you all. Notwithstanding my newness to council, I actually have significant skills at a state and national level of chairing committees and being part of larger organisations. I have the time with which I can support the mayor and the general manager and the rest of the councillors, and yeah, that would be it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Minogue. I'll get Julie to hand those ballot papers out and then she will come around with the ballot box to put me. I'll now open them, I'll record them on the tally sheet, I'll have in a second, and I will advise that in accordance with the regulation, the councillor with the lowest number of votes will then be excluded from the next vote, okay? Councillor Crowe, two for Councillor Crowe, one for Councillor Lord, it's three for Councillor Crowe, it's four for Councillor Crowe. Councillor Minogue. Two for Councillor Minogue. That's second one for Councillor Law. And the third one for Councillor Minogue. Just double check, nothing left in the box. Total of nine, thank you. So I therefore advise that with Councillor Lord having the lowest number of votes, unfortunately you're therefore excluded, Councillor Lord. And we will we then go through a second round. So if we can now do exclude that one. No, and Lord in there. Swish it around. And set those aside.
I think I swished.
Okay. First one on the ballot will be Councillor Bro. Is that the same?
No.
Okay. Councillor Crowe, and then obviously Councillor Minogue. And we'll just get another ballot paper sorted for you. Weren't quite prepared for this.
No, sorry.
You want one? Just checking that was Councillor. Which one was first again? He's going to Councillor Crowe. Double check. Thank you. Must have a printer and a photocopier behind us. Silence, which Julie referenced earlier today. Yeah, lift music.
Like the Telstra music. That'd be nice for the
And it might be a 2-hour wait.
because the message is important to them.
Another vote for Councillor Crowe. Another vote for Councillor Minogue. Another one for Councillor Crowe. Another one for Councillor Minogue. Another one for Councillor Minogue. Another one for Councillor Minogue. Yep. And the last one for Councillor Minogue. So the vote is 6-3. I declare Councillor Minogue Deputy Mayor for... We can now move on to the what is actually in the agenda report, or item 6.9, which is the delegate to Golden Fields Water County Council. I have two nominations for that, and they are Councillor Crowe and... Just hold back for a second. This by the same means? Yes? Okay, thank you. Councillor Crowe. And Councillor Mowgli. Alright, fly to the photocopier again.
While that's occurring, can we hear reasons?
Yes, of course. Thank you, Councillor Law. Councillor Mowgli.
Okay, you don't work. Yes. Thank you for listening to me. I've been a proud member of Golden Hill for 8 years, and in that time I'm very proud of the records that I have. In my first term, for 15 years, the Man of Our scheme had laid bare. There were 60 farmers who had put in deposits of $57,000, and it was going nowhere. I had a delegation of people from Maroola and that area that came to see me, asking that we make a decision about this, were we going to go ahead? They were not getting interest on their income, so I brought it to council, to the board of Golden Fields, and told them they legally had to make a decision whether to refund the money with interest or to go ahead with the scheme. At the time, they decided to go ahead with the scheme. Now, this has been a huge success for Manama, for that whole area, and in the last 3 months, for the people who didn't get on initially, the price has gone to $180,000 to get on. I recently had a farming family from Beckham that came and saw me and said that they would love to get on, but they weren't prepared to pay that sort of money. Would I represent them? And I did, and they got it back to $60,000. So that was a big achievement. We did the water upgrade in West Wyler. Now, it was, I was the board member there, and we had to convince the other board members that Wyler, who was down for 10 years later on the list, should take precedence over Coolerman, and the upgrade of the pipeline from Juneong through to Harden. And that's a major infrastructure. So when I went in there, I batted for the count for Blanshire and stated that it was going to be a joint effort, which had never been done before. It was an absolute necessity for the growth of our community. Coolerman said that the same thing. I had to convince them that to give this a chance, that no longer could Golden Fields ever manage to put infrastructure in on their own. We have to do joint infrastructure with the councils. We're doing large infrastructure. And we've got it up and running. And I know Blanshire played a major role in it with finance, and so did Golden Fields. So I'm very proud of that. I've been around with the staff. I got on well with the staff, and I've been involved to go out to farms and to go out to different areas to represent them, to see what their troubles were, and Mount Daylight and all the rest of it. So, and they've had drug troubles and all the rest of it. So I've served my time, and I've been very proud of my record.
Thank you, Councillor McLean. Councillor Crowe.
Thank you, Councillor McGlynn. I've been on the council for 8 years now, and as Councillor McGlynn said, she's been on the board of Goldenfields Water for the past 8 years. So therefore, we've only had the one voice there, and the one voice come back to council meetings from that. Nobody's saying that you didn't do the correct role, Councillor McGlynn. I just think moving forward for the council, the more people within our council group that have exposure to different types of organisations, different boards, county councils such as that, is beneficial to the council long term. Obviously, water is something that you need to progress any community long term. I do have some issues I would take to the board regarding some of our smaller communities. Seeing firsthand, water quality in some areas is not really where it needs to be. And obviously, water pressure problems in certain areas as well. But all in all, I just think it's time for a new voice on the board, and just a new perspective there. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Crowe. In accordance with the second part of the recommendation, before we vote, one of the things that we want to do is have alternate delegates for each of our committees that we sit on. So if the two nominees were happy, or is there somebody else that wants to be an alternate delegate, would the losing candidate be willing to stand as the alternate delegate?
I think being a county council, Mr. General Manager, I am not convinced that the legislation allows for anybody else to sit on the board of a county council. The same as if a councillor is away, we can't get somebody to sit in our place as an alternative. And the county councils, I believe, operate under the same rules.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Lord. I'm happy to explore that. So if we can deal with an alternate delegate at a further meeting. So, okay.
Hand those out, surely.
Thank you.
Very cautious.
One vote for Councillor McGlynn. I have two votes for Councillor McGlynn. I have one vote for Councillor Crowe. I have a third vote for Councillor McGlynn. Further vote for Councillor Crowe. Have a further vote for Councillor Crowe. Have a further vote for Councillor Crowe. Have a further vote for Councillor McGlynn. And it comes down to the last vote. And that vote is for Councillor Crowe. So, therefore declare Councillor Crowe the Blanshire Council Delegate to Golden Fields Water for the ensuing term. The vote was 5-4. Thank you, councillors. Thank you for bearing with me. If we can just have 2 minutes so that we can get a photo of the Mayor and the Deputy Mayor just outside here, so that we can get that going. And we will. That'll allow the Mayor time also to resume his seat up here. Councillor Henderson, if you'd like to move to that seat there.
Nice and warm.
Do we need to turn the air conditioning on again? It was freezing earlier.
Need to kick
I want the wall. I want to be on the wall or something.
Yeah. Nice.
Thank you very much. We better go outside.
Yes.
Let's go, Brian.
Okay. Right.
Oh, thank you.
I didn't touch the water.
Don't hope to hit the lid off because the water won't go over again.
Oh, yeah.
Just
put faces at you from across the table.
Thank you.
to item 6.4. It's a very important report. First of all, thank you very much for re-electing me as Mayor. Very kind. I hope I can live up to your expectations. And we have a good cohesive council that gets a lot done in this term. So we'll move on. First item of business is confirmation of the minutes. Can I have a mover for confirmation of the minutes, please? I've got several minutes. I've got the minutes of the council meeting 13th of August 24, and I've got the minutes of the extraordinary council meeting held on the 10th of September 24.
Yep.
Councillor Crowe, seconder. Councillor Henderson. Okay, are there any corrections or observations, Councillor?
The only observation that I have is that with the rescission of the audio-visual, the General Manager indicated he was trialling a system. I thought it had to come back to Council for discussion for costings prior to actually any trial.
Mr. General Manager?
The subject to costings was with regards to any new purchases. This is existing equipment that we've got that we're trialling at this point in time. We haven't reached out to any suppliers as yet.
You happy with that, Councillor Lloyd?
That's fine.
Is there any further questions, Councillor? No. If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. So we'll move on to the London report to start the meeting.
5.2.
Well, I moved both at the same time.
Intention? Yeah. Okay, my apologies.
Move them all together. Okay, just to save time. 6.4, count back to fill casual vacancies on page 13. Okay. There's a recommendation there that pursuant to section 29.1A.1B of the Local Government Act 1993, the Act, Blanshire Council declares that casual vacancies occurring in the office of councillor within 18 months after the last ordinary election of councillors for the council on 14 September 2024 are to be filled by a countback of votes cast at that election for the office in accordance with section 291A of the Act, and directs that the General Manager notify the New South Wales Electoral Commission of the council's decision within 7 days of the decision.
So
Councillor Lord, seconded Councillor Crowe. Councillor Lord, like to speak to
him. I think this is a very, very sensible situation, particularly as what's been happening in the news recently, when Central West Council had a councillor resign because of ill health the day after the election, and effectively they've decided to go to a by-election. It's just crazy. You know, at the cost of another $200,000 to the council. I think this is a very, very sensible option.
Absolutely. Councillor Crowe?
Yeah, I agree with what Councillor Lord just said. There's no need to be going to a by-election, I think.
We're saving our ratepayers' money.
Saving our ratepayers' money is the way to go.
Excellent. All right. If there's no further discussion, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Fair carry. Yes. The General Manager raised the other point. Now, when you speak to any motion, could you please rise and then resume your seat once you finish speaking? Okay, so move on to 6.5, the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee, the ARIC Committee. There's a recommendation there that Council determine a representative to be appointed as a non-voting councillor to attend the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee. Can I have a mover, please? Well, I need a nominee. Is anyone willing to take that on?
Councillor Minnett?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, Councillor Minnett. Are there any further applications for that position? If there aren't, I declare Councillor Minnett the new council representative.
Do we need a mover and a second for that?
Can I have a mover for that, please? Yes. Councillor Minnett, can I have a second? Councillor Brooks, all those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried.
Right, so what page are we on now? 6.6, the Australia Day Award Committee. There's a recommendation there that Council confirm the Blanshire Awards Committee membership in accordance with the current terms of reference. Can I have a mover, please?
So
Councillor Lord, seconder?
Yep.
Councillor Carnegie. Councillor Lord, would you like to speak to it?
Been lots of going through the terms of reference for this by previous councils and whatever else. But the fact is it it's picked out all the best spots, and I think it'll be very, very solid terms of reference this time and can be amended after the event again if necessary.
Very good. Councillor Carnegie, would you like to speak to it?
No.
I'll open the floor. Are there any further comments from any other councillors? If there aren't, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye, declare it carried. Seven, Blanshire Local Traffic Committee. There's a recommendation there that Council determined to appoint a councillor and their alternate as delegates to the Blanshire Local Traffic Committee. Can I have a nominee?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Fennell.
Councillor Fennell, you accept that nomination?
Thank you, Alan.
We'll also need an alternate.
Oh no, I'll second that.
You'll second that? Okay, we need an alternate as well. Any other councillor as alternate? Councillor Crowe?
Can you nominate yourself or not?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll nominate myself as an alternative to that.
Yeah. Councillor Crowe?
I'll nominate Councillor Crowe then.
Okay, very good. Did someone second Councillor Crowe?
Yeah.
Okay, Councillor Minogue. Right, I declare that Councillor Pennell and Councillor Crowe, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Carried. So I declare that Councillor Pennell and Councillor Crowe are Council delegates to the Local Traffic Committee. Move on to 6.8, the Cow Gold Project Community Environmental Monitoring and Consultative Committee. There's a recommendation there that Council determined to appoint a councillor and their alternate as delegates to the Cow Gold Project Community Environmental Monitoring and Consultative Committee. Can I have a nominee, please?
I'll nominate Councillor Carnegie.
Councillor Carnegie, are you prepared to accept that nomination?
No, I won't, because I think there may be situations where a conflict of interest would arise.
Okay, all right, that's fair enough. Do I have any other nominations for the Cow Consultative Committee? Councillor Brooks?
I'll nominate myself, yep.
Okay, right. Can I have a seconder for Councillor Brooks' nomination? Councillor Fennell? We'll also need an alternate for that committee. Councillor Crowe?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I have a seconder for that, please? Councillor Minogue? Okay, I'll put that motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
All right, I declare that Councillor Brooks is the Council appointee to the Community Consultative Committee and Councillor Crowe is the alternate. Okay, 6.10, the Mining and Energy Related Councils, New South Wales. The recommendation that Council 1 determined to appoint a councillor and their alternate as delegates of the Mining and Energy Related Council, and 2 confirm the General Manager as Blanshire Council's second delegate.
I'll nominate Councillor Lord.
Councillor Lord, you're prepared to accept that, Councillor Lord?
Absolutely.
Very good. And I need an alternate delegate for that.
No, you don't.
I'd like to nominate for that.
Well, it says here I need an alternate delegate.
What if you get two nominations?
What if you get two nominations
for the delegate?
Mm. For alternate delegates?
No, two nominations for the delegates.
For the position. Well, you need to have a vote. Oh, okay, so we've got a second nomination.
I'll nominate Councillor Henderson.
Councillor Henderson for the position. Okay, do you accept that nomination, Councillor Henderson?
Yes.
And can I have a seconder for Councillor Henderson's nomination, Councillor Brooks?
At this stage, the fact that we haven't basically approved the alternate delegate as the general manager at this stage.
Sorry, Councillor Lord, just to correct you, that's a second delegate as opposed to an alternate delegate.
Second.
If you chose to change that, that's...
I think at that stage it should be changed at this stage. I think, we're electing councillors as delegates for these situations. The general manager can attend no matter what.
They can.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay.
So do you want to move an amendment to the recommendation?
Yeah, the two delegates phenomenal.
Two councillors as delegates to the mining and energy-related councils. So I have a seconder. Have a seconder for that amendment, Councillor McGlynn. I'll put that motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Just a show of hands. I declare that carried. Okay, so I'll put the motion that those two delegates be appointed to the mining and energy-related councils. All those in favour? Aye. Declare it carried. So, Councillor Lord and Councillor Henderson are our delegates to the mining and energy-related councils. Move on to 6.11, the Newell Highway Task Force.
I nominate Tony Lord, Councillor Lord.
One moment. There's a recommendation that the council determined to appoint a councillor and their alternate as delegates to the Newell Highway Task Force. Councillor Lord, have I got a seconder for Councillor Lord's nomination? Councillor McGlynn. Councillor Lord, you are prepared to accept that nomination?
Absolutely, and happy to speak the history of it, the history of the organisation as well.
Okay, right, we'll just see. Do I have any other delegates? Councillor Brooks?
Nominate Councillor Henderson.
Councillor Henderson to the Newell Highway Task Force Committee. Okay, we've got a seconder for that nomination.
Okay.
Councillor Crowe, do you accept that nomination?
I do.
Councillor Henderson? Right, okay, so now we have a vote. And I think that we do it by open vote, by hand.
No, secret ballot.
We need an amendment for that because it's actually not a requirement.
It's not actually
a regulation in this.
Well, I'll move that we go to a secret ballot.
Okay, have I got a seconder for that motion? That it move to a secret ballot?
Oh, I think that's why.
Councillor Lord, you're seconding that?
I can do that.
Okay, I'll put that motion that it move to a secret ballot. All those in favour say aye. Can you raise your hands, please, so I'm aware? One, two, three, four. And those against? One, two, three, four.
Sorry, were you the fourth?
No.
Just, sorry, who were the... One, two, three.
Against?
Oh, you're four.
Yeah.
Okay.
Against.
Right.
Oh, okay. Secret ballot. Sorry. I'll go with a secret ballot. So we'll have a secret ballot, okay? Would you like to get some papers written for me, Mr. Gentleman?
Sorry.
While you're preparing your ballots, would you like to...
Yes, Councillor Lord, if you'd like to speak on your experience on the Newell Highway Task Force.
I'll stand up and speak. Well, firstly, the Newell Highway Task Force, in actual fact... I was the mayor of this shire and in conjunction with Ken Keith when we actually formed this whole of the task force. And this task force has been a very powerful lobby group. It's not mentioned here with regard to the lobbying that this council has done. Firstly, we've actually managed to get the Newell Highway federally funded, which it wasn't federally funded prior to the task force existence, so it's 80% funded now federally. The other thing now is that we have actually had $1.2 billion spent in the last 10 years on the highway with over 40 lobbying for 40 new overtaking lanes. We've had developed the wide centreline marking here as part of the task force of developing safety on the roads. Effectively, we in actual fact meet every 3 months, normally in locations up and down the Newell. I was previously, when I was on the task force, appointed by the local member to the ROSI, the Roads of Strategic Importance Task Force, which had two members along the Newell, effectively there, and actually spent much time developing the strategy and everything else along the Newell. The other thing, of course, is that we have lobbied, and in fact, the major concern here is between Forbes and West Wyalong. We've got something like over $400 million to spend on the planning and upgrading of the Newell to actually make it resistant to floods for one in 20 year flood. So we can actually delay the shorten the length of closure of that particular meeting. With that, I also have been deputy chair and still currently am deputy chair of that group. So at this stage, I think I would just like to see my work continue on that particular organisation.
Very good. Councillor Henderson, would you like to speak?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I've done some research into the Newell Highway Task Force and have done some consulting or had consultation with the current chair. I am able to let you know that I have the support and the endorsement of the current chair to join the task force.
Do you have that in writing?
I can get that in writing for you.
You can't tonight.
Pardon?
You can't. Have you got a here to produce tonight?
I've spoken to him on the phone and he's given me authority to let you know that I have his endorsement.
I think
okay.
We'll just let
Councillor Henderson's got to speak. Councillor McGlynn, please.
If there were rules to speaking, then you know that should have been obviously advised to the councillors prior to making these changes. So obviously the Newell Highway Task Force is crucial for business and we are all aware of the issues that we have between Parks and Forbes. Now, it is a known fact or it is shown that a decrease in business of up to 50% happens when the Newell Highway is closed by flood. So that is a major issue for us and something that needs to be pushed forward. That comes from the current chair of the council. Strong voice and enthusiasm, fresh ideas, I believe is what's needed moving forward. I have a lot of time, a lot of energy and a lot of passion to give to this and I do work well with the current chair and other councils in the area, so believe that I am best placed to be on this council.
Thank you, Councillor.
Okay.
Mr. General Manager.
Yes, I'll just give up the ballot paper. Councillor Lord will be first on the ballot. And for completeness, Councillor Henderson. Thanks, Lisa. Turn the Telstra music up again. Studying the main business paper parts. Yeah. Apologies, councillors. Just technology. Timed out.
Remind us what we're doing.
This is for the Newell Highway Task Force.
Okay, thank you.
Just to remind everybody, this is for the election of our delegate to the Newell Highway Task Force. And we have one vote for Councillor Lord. We have two votes for Councillor Lord. One vote for Councillor Henderson. Second vote for Councillor Henderson. Third vote for Councillor Henderson. Third vote for Councillor Lord. Another vote for Councillor Lord. Another vote for Councillor Henderson. Sorry to put the pressure on you, Councillor.
Thanks very much. It's very kind. Yeah.
Well, we could do it again if you want.
Is that possible?
What's that?
Yes, Paul.
Is it possible to do that again? I mean, it's a secret ballot.
We can do it again if you want to. Okay, do it again. Otherwise, I suppose we might have the same result, you know. Like,
right, hit the ground.
I don't know whether we need to vote on that, but I think that's unfair.
Nine.
Secret ballot for everyone but the mayor.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Asking votes a different thing.
Yeah. Glad this video is not going to the public.
I have to put a break in the middle of it so people could go.
Cool intermission.
Intermission. Yeah. We'll be back after this. You've got him out of it, Jim.
Don't worry about the order.
I'll remind him about that.
Councillors, whilst we are in a bit of a break, I'll just use this as an opportunity to remind you to complete your expenses claim form, please, and return them to Julie as soon as possible. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Glad you picked that bit up. One vote for Councillor Lord. Have a second vote for Councillor Lord. A vote for Councillor Henderson. Second vote for Councillor Henderson. Third vote for Councillor Henderson. Fourth vote for Councillor Henderson. Vote for Councillor Lord. Another vote for Councillor Lord. Do we want more? Okay. And a vote for Councillor Henderson. So, vote there is Councillor Henderson 5, Councillor Lord 4. I declare Councillor Henderson Council's delegate to the New York Highway Task Force.
Councillor Lord, are you prepared to be the alternate?
Yes, of course.
Councillor Lord, are you prepared to be the alternate?
Yeah, I'll be the alternate.
Okay, very good. So I have to do it. No. Okay, that's fine. Right. To 6.12, the New South Wales Public Libraries Association. There's a recommendation that Council 1 determine to appoint a councillor and their alternate as delegates to the New South Wales Public Libraries Association, and 2 confirm the Library Service Coordinator as Blanshire's Council's observer. Okay, right. So do I have any nominations for that position?
I would like to nominate
Councillor Brooks.
Brooks.
Would you accept, Councillor Brooks, would you accept that nomination?
If there was anyone else, I'd be happy to be second.
You're prepared to accept that nomination?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Councillor Brooks, do we have any other nominations for the New South Wales Public Libraries Association? Was there, have I got a seconder for that nomination too? Please, can I have a seconder? Councillor Minogue. Okay, if there's no further nominations, I declare Councillor Brooks the New South Wales Public Libraries Association representative from Council. Congratulations, Tom. I need an alternate delegate. Councillor Fennell.
I'll nominate Councillor Fennell.
Yeah, why not? Step into that. Yeah.
Okay. So Councillor Fennell is our alternate delegate. Right, very good.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's move on to.
You'll be right, Ollie.
What am I now? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so 6.13 Riverina Regional Library. There's a recognition there that Council determined to appoint a councillor and lieutenant of the Riverina Regional Library Advisory Committee, and to confirm the Director of Corporate and Community Services as Blanshire Council's second delegate.
Councillor Brooks.
So can I have a nominee, please?
Councillor Brooks.
Councillor Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
Councillor Brooks, you're in again. You
I'm
accept that nomination?
I accept the nomination.
Okay, very good. I'll need a seconder for that, Councillor Minogue. Okay, so I declare Councillor Brooks, our representative for the Riverina Regional Library. So, congratulations again. Now, I'll put the total recommendation. Also, to confirm the Director of Corporate and Community Services as Blanshire Council's second delegate. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Carnegie, seconded Councillor Brooks. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay, let's move on to 6.14, the New South Wales Rural Fire Service Plan, tomorrow's Zone Bushfire Management and Liaising Committee. There's a recognition here that Council determined to appoint a councillor and their alternate as delegates to the New South Wales Rural Fire Services Plan, tomorrow's Zone Bushfire Management and Liaising Committee. Do I have any nominees? Councillor
Carnegie.
You accept the nomination, Councillor Carnegie?
Yeah.
Okay, can I have a seconder for that nomination? Councillor McGlynn. Okay, I declare Councillor Carnegie our representative on the New South Wales Rural Fire Service Plan, tomorrow's Zone Bushfire Management and the Liaising Committee. I need an alternate for that committee. Councillor Lord.
Not necessarily, you know, I know what bushfires are, but I'm not, well, you know.
You're not versed in them?
Not versed in them.
Councillor Crowe?
No.
Well, I'm thinking Councillor Minogue. I think you're the one.
I potentially have a conflict because I have a family member who's already on the FMC.
Okay.
You might need that. I
don't
have a lot of money. You might need it on
it
anyway.
That's true. We can survive without it.
Survive without one? Okay. Well, we'll let that lapse. Okay, so we'll move on to...
Question.
Yes, Councillor.
There's...
Lord.
Are
you going to rise, Councillor Lord?
Sorry. I'm not sure here, but in the actual alley that said, I think we've missed out the Eastern Riverina Arts Council in this particular one. And I believe we need to fill that one, even though it's not in the business paper.
We can do that.
Do that, we'll prepare a report to the next council meeting. Council
or do we do it now?
I think there's a meeting prior.
I think May's not. The meeting's been changed to the 13th of December. Councillor Ward can actually carry over as the era.
Would you be prepared to do that, Councillor Lord?
Happily to do that one.
Okay, right. Well, we'll bring a report to the next meeting if you will be the interim for us. Thanks very much. Okay, do I need a motion around that? No. Okay. 6.15, the Local Government New South Wales Annual Conference 2024, confirmation of attendees. The recommendation there, one, that Council identifies the representatives to attend the Local Government New South Wales Annual Conference being held in Tamworth from the 17th to the 19th of November 2024, and two, that the Mayor be nominated as Council's voting delegate. Can I have a mover, please? Okay, move Councillor Henderson, seconded Councillor Crowe. So we need to decide how many delegates, first of all, we're going to send, and who those delegates will be. So do I have any interest in going to the Local Government Conference? Councillor Henderson and Councillor Minogue. Is there any other interest from any other councillors? Okay, is it within council's budget to take two councillors with me and yourself to this conference?
In accordance with the financial implications, funds have been allocated. I don't know the exact dollars, Mr. Mayor. We have in the past taken two councillors, and the report there does indicate the estimated cost for registration.
What was that, Councillor Dunn?
I thought there was $3,000.
That's the estimated average cost per delegate.
Okay, very good. So I'll put that motion. The council, Councillor Henderson and Councillor Minogue attend the Local Government New South Wales Annual Conference 2024 with myself and the General Manager. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare that carried. So we move on to 6.16, Councillor Workshops and Ordinary Council Meetings. There's a recommendation there that Council confirm the Council workshops and Council meeting cycle, including the commencement time of 6 p.m. for the Council workshops. Can I have a mover? Councillor Brooks and Councillor Crowe. Councillor Brooks, would you like to speak to it? Rise, please.
I think 6 p.m. the majority of us are working, but normal 9 to 5, so 6 p.m. I believe would suit the majority of current councillors.
Right, Councillor
Crowe,
would you like to
speak to that? Yeah, there's been a lot of toing and froing in the past council about what time to have workshops on. Personally, don't have a preferred time when workshops are on, that's fine. I will just ask a question on, or just make a note that we've got there that the workshops will be held on the first Tuesday of each month, except January. But we've got a workshop penciled in for next Tuesday, which is not the first Tuesday of the month.
The Director of Community Services will answer that.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, that workshop is part of the councillor induction process.
Thank you.
And that is why there, you all know, there are a few additional workshops within the first 6 months of the new council term for that very purpose.
All good.
Okay, there's no further comment on this. I'll put
the amendment, that'll be 5 o'clock.
I'll second that too.
I just think that I've seen workshops and that, you know, we can go very, very late, and I just think it's appropriate that we start at a respectable hour when people have got things to do. And if we need council staff, if we need council staff to attend the workshop, it's more appropriate they actually come straight after 5 o'clock, so they're not having to go home or whatever else and hang around the office for an hour before they come and have to address the workshop. I think 5 o'clock is a much more appropriate time.
Mr. General Manager, would you like to comment on that in regard to the comments about staff?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, as I had put to the previous council towards the end of its term, and I advised the staff, they're not required for the entirety of the meeting. We would certainly call upon them if, and based on the agenda, we would ensure that they were available where possible. Obviously, they can't get in the way of some certain family commitments that staff may have, but they've certainly indicated 6 p.m. or some is a mixture. Some 6 p.m. is a challenge, some it's not. So, yeah.
Very good. Are there any further comments, councillors, around this? Councillor Henderson.
I'd just like to put forward, as a mother, so the 6 o'clock time slot would be more beneficial for me if my partner arrives home in time for me to then leave the house to get here at 6. If it was at 5, that would be an inconvenience.
More difficult. Yeah. Any other councillors? Councillor Brooks, would you like to speak to that?
Yeah, I'll second what Councillor Henderson says. My husband doesn't get home till 6:30, so there would already be a time when my children will be home alone for half an hour. I know that there's 9 of us and I am just one, but that's my personal...
Thank you. I'm being selfish here because I can't attend before 6 o'clock. So that's just a fact for me. I can't change the time when I can attend. So if it was deemed at 5 o'clock, I would struggle to attend.
Actually, point of order, if you're going to speak to the motion, you actually have to step down and let the Deputy Chair sit there.
Mr. Deputy Chair, would you come up and take the meeting, please? Councillors, yes, I would have trouble attending a workshop that was at 5 o'clock due to business commitments. So, if the if it was 6 o'clock, that would be far more convenient for me. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. So I'll put the amendment first of all.
Can I write a reply, please?
You may have your right to reply, Councillor.
The fact is that I agree with people may be more convenient for 6 o'clock, but for many people it's also 5 o'clock. I accept we need to get people here, but again, I think, you know, workshops are information gathering sessions, and I personally don't believe it is is fair on staff to send them home and get them back. Generally, 5 o'clock is a continuation. The workshop agenda can be programmed that all those members of staff who are leaving here can actually be here at 5 and then go home and come back. Also, the situation is, as councillors, we have actually put our hands up to attend these functions. I understand people have time restraints. That's why councillors have an allowance to, in actual fact, assist and cover those costs if there are any locums or any babysitting arrangements or anything else, or staff arrangements in businesses to cover those situations. So I tend to believe, I think 5 o'clock is a much more appropriate time.
The Director of Community Services would like to make a comment.
This is not to enter the debate. I appreciate your right of reply closes the debate. It's more to advise the councillors that there is currently a discussion paper that has been distributed from the Office of Local Government regarding workshops, amongst a number of things. The Minister for Local Government is of the view that workshops should not be conducted at all, and that all business of the council should be undertaken at an open meeting. It was the general manager's and my intention to have a discussion with the councillors at a workshop about potentially putting in a submission. There has been a submission prepared by the general manager, but I just wanted to make the councillors aware that workshops may, in the very near future, be
obsolete
by the Minister for Local Government.
Has this become business legislation right now?
Rise, Councillor McGlynn.
I understand that it's going to come to the autumn session of Parliament.
We're dealing with workshops right now, so we'll deal with what we've got now.
Okay, very good. All right, I've got to put the amendment first. So I'll put the amendment that workshops be changed to 5 o'clock. Can I have a show of hands, please, for in favour of that motion? Two. Can I have a show of hands against that motion? Okay, I declare the amendment lost. So we return to the original motion, which is that council confirm the council workshops and council meeting cycle, including the commencement time of 6 p.m. for council workshops. I'll put that motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. So we'll move on to 6.17, the monthly status report, council meeting actions. There's a recommendation there that council receive a note of the monthly status report, council meeting actions, October 2024. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Carnegie, seconder. Councillor Brooks. Are there any questions, councillors, regarding the monthly status report? Any observations? I remind you, you rise if you would like to make a statement or ask a question. There are none. There are no. Have you had a chance to go through them, councillors? Are there any questions for the general manager or the director of engineering services or the director of community services? Councillor Fennell.
On page 6 of that report, it's just proposed road closure at the Gordons Lane. Letters sent to adjoining landowners. I'm just wondering what that close by date might be for that. Is there a close off point? Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. I'm short staffed at the moment, so that matter is just dragging out a bit longer than we would like to. But when the staff member gets back on board, we'll recommence that process.
Where is Gordon's Lane?
Clear
Ridge.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Are there any further questions, councillors, regarding the monthly status report? Okay, there's no further questions. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay. So I'll move over to 6.18. Yeah. The Risk, Work, Health and Safety Quarterly Reports. Is recommended that Council receive and note the Risk, Work and Healthy and Safety Report for the quarter ending September 2024. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Carnegie, seconder. Councillor Crowe. like to speak to it? Councillor Cunningham, ask a question? No. Councillor Crowe? Okay, if there's no questions and comments, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. We'll move over to section 2, community
106.
106. Okay, section 2, corporate community services. 6.19, the finance investment report for August 2024. Okay, there's a recommendation there, one, that council receive and note the information contained within the finance and investment report for the month of August 2024, and two, that council confirms the payment of council for the period 1 August to 31 August 2024, totaling $6,279,375.82. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Crowe, second up. Councillor Carnegie. Councillor Crowe, would you like to speak to it?
Apart from the fact that it all adds up, as it usually does every month, I just noted the slight change in how the investment options are set out and what type of organisations the finances invested in.
You happy with that?
Yeah, very happy. I just thought I'd make note of that.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good. Councillor Carnegie, would you like to speak to it?
I'd just like to second Councillor Crowe's observations.
Very good. There's no further discussion. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Move over to 6.20, the Finance and Investment Report for September 2024. Okay, there's a recommendation there. One, that Council receive and note the information contained in the Finance and Investment Report for the month of September 2024. And two, that Council confirms the payment of accounts for the period 1 September to 30 September 2024, totalling $3,030,700.72. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Minogue, seconder. Councillor Fennell. Councillor Minogue, would you like to speak to it?
Okay,
very good. Councillor Fennell. Okay, very good. Any further comments, councillors? If there are none, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Declare it carried. Okay, move over to 6.21, part-day public holiday application, West Wylam Show 2025-2026. There's a recommendation there that council make application for a local park holiday, public holiday between the hours of 12 noon and 6 p.m. for the purpose of the West Wylong Show on Wednesday the 3rd of September 2025 and Wednesday the 2nd of September 2026, covering the whole Blanshire area. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Fennell, can I have a seconder? Councillor Brooks. Councillor Fennell, would you like to speak to it?
Yes, I would. I think our local show gives all the business areas and those organisations that opportunity to showcase just what it is they do. It's a special time for many people. Be it the children and the joy that they get out of that, and we would like to sort of probably try and encourage it more, that more people attend that show on that half day public holiday.
Excellent. Councillor Fennell, Councillor Brooks? Yes. You concur?
I concur.
Very good. If there's no further comments, I'll put them up.
I'd like to speak against
Councillor Lord, you may speak against
I'd like to speak against this particular one, because the actual imposition of a public holiday across the whole of the Blanshire, I'm not sure that people realise the actual costs it's going to cost in extra wages for industry within this community by declaring a public holiday for half a day. Effectively, that's the reason we in actual fact changed the day originally from being a half-day holiday to a part-day holiday. Because a half-day holiday meant every license, even though it was only in the town and town improvement area, every licensed establishment or any restaurant or anything else working at night time was working on a public holiday and were paying penalty rates. We are putting a massive impost on business, and our biggest employer, Evolution, will be actually hit with basically penalty rates for half a day during this whole thing. It is an anti-business motion. Fully supported in West Wylong, fully and the town improvement area of Tallimba and what. But to do it across the whole shire, I think we are actually looking at an anti-business policy.
Councillor Fennell, would you like to write a reply?
Just thinking of my right of reply regarding the businesses.
Oh, would anyone like to comment before I give Councillor Fennell a right of reply?
I support Councillor Lord on this. I think it's a great initiative for West Wylam and Wylam, maybe Tallimba, but I think other communities, it's an imposition. And the number of people, we give a half day holiday, the number of people that go out of town, shop out of town on that half holiday is absolutely amazing. So I support it in West Wyalong and the local community, but not for the whole shire. I think that that's a bridge too far, and I think we're here to support business, not to kill it. So,
Councillor Pannell, would you like to reply?
I would like to. Concerning the other communities, I think we're looking for inclusiveness here. They might like that public holiday. They might like the opportunity to come in. We've got penalty rates. You're talking of penalty rates. Well, on a public holiday, what they might be, I'm not too sure about that. But from 6 o'clock, there would be different penalty rates afterwards. So you wouldn't be hit with that penalty rate. I was under the impression that this is exactly what we've done in the past, Councillor Lord,
I'll answer that.
And I would still like to ask that you consider passing this recommendation for our community moving forward and in inclusiveness.
I move an amendment for the town improvement area of Wyalong or West Wyalong, what we had, and Toolimba as it was previously, because an amendment.
Return to the original situation.
Pardon?
Return to the original. Situation.
Return to the original situation, because with all of that, you are creating a problem for school buses, for schools. In the villages, teachers, the school buses are going to have to change and everything like that. I think you're actually asking for a big problem.
Okay, so you're moving that way, Councillor Lord?
I'm moving that way.
We've got a second.
The half-day holiday back to where it was.
Councillor McGlynn, do you want to rise and speak to that?
I'll speak to that. I think that you don't have any idea of the impact it has on school buses in the villages, Barmevin, Wee Valley and... Dairy. I'm fully supportive.
And Narrabin.
I fully support it, absolutely, for West Wyalong. We've had that system for a long time. And I think inclusiveness, there's a lot more inclusiveness than show day. Inclusiveness is going out to the villages and not being out there. How many were out? I didn't see many. There's a lot more things to be inclusive with that than that. And I really believe for the show, that's important that we do what we've done for years past without creating extra burden on business.
Okay, well, I've put the amended motion that we return to the original half-day holiday only for Wyalong and West Wyalong.
And
Toolimba. All those in favour? By show of hands? 3. All those against? I declare the amendment lost. So we revert to the original recommendation, and that is that council make an application for a local part day public holiday between the hours of 12 noon and 6 p.m. for the purpose of the West Wyalong Show on Wednesday the 3rd of September 2025 and Wednesday the 2nd of September 2026, covering the whole of Lanarkshire area. So I'll put that motion. All those in favour, show of hands. All those against?
Record, please.
I declare the motion lost, and Councillor Lord and Councillor McGlynn have asked that their votes be recorded, please.
They are all
recorded. Okay. So move on to section 3, technical services, 6.22, planning proposal, PP 2023. -2372, additional permitted use, recreation facility outdoor at the West Wyalong Airport, 13510 Newell Highway, West Wyalong. There's a recommendation there, one, that Council authorises the General Manager to proceed to finalise and implement planning proposal BP 2023-2372 for an additional permitted use for the recreational facility outdoor at West Wyalong Aerodrome. 13510 Newell Highway, West Wyalong, under Delegated Plan Making Authority. And two, that the Minister be requested to endorse the revised planning proposal and determine that further community consultation is not required. Can I have a mover, please?
I'll move that.
Councillor Lee, can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Crowe. Councillor McGlynn, would you like to rise and speak?
This is an important development for the... we've got a very underutilised airport, and with the extra activity that's going to bring out, it could be... for tourism and a whole lot of things, so I support this wholeheartedly. for the benefit of our Shire and the maximum use of the airport to prison time.
Councillor Crowe, would you like to speak to it?
As Councillor McGlynn said, we don't utilise the area out there as much as we should, and any more extra use we can get out there is a benefit to the community.
Very good. Is there a speaker against the motion? There's no speakers against. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I'll declare it carried. We'll move on to 6.23. Okay, 6.23, endorsement of the revised revenue policy 2024-2025 underground petroleum storage systems UPSS. So there's a recommendation there that Council 1 endorse the new change of $280 per underground petroleum storage system inspection to be included in Council's revenue policy for 2024-2025 and place it on public exhibition for a period of 28 days commencing on the 16th of October 2024. Two, should there be any comments received from the committee on the proposed amendment to the Blanshire Revenue Policy 2024-2025, further report be prepared and presented to Council. And three, should there be no comment from the committee within the 42-day commentary period, Council formally adopt the amendment to the Blanshire Council Revenue Policy 2024-2025. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor McGlynn, can I have a seconder, please?
Yep.
Councillor Carnegie. Councillor McGlynn, would you like to rise and speak to
it? I think it speaks for itself.
Okay. Councillor Carnegie, would you like to speak to it?
Likewise, I think it speaks for itself.
Are there any speakers against the motion? If there's no speakers against the motion, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. I can declare it carried. So, 56. Okay, Section 4, reports for information. So can I have a mover to adopt all these reports, please? Councillor Henderson, can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Fennell. We'll run through them one by one. 6.24, community development reports. Are there any observations, councillors, comments? Okay. 6.25, Blanshire Library monthly update. Are there any observations? Looks like they're doing a fantastic job as usual. Kudos to Cathy and her team. Oh, okay. Apparently, I hear from the Director of Community Services that the mobile library is being well used and a great resource for our area. Okay, we'll move on to 6.26, the Children's Services August September update. Anything we need to know, Director of Community Services? Any observations or questions, councillors? Move on to 6.27, Planned Community Care Services update, August September 2024. Recommend. Anything we should know?
The Community Care Services update, is that what? I'll stand. As with all of our services, obtaining staff who are prepared to provide care services is particularly difficult, particularly with regards to meeting certain requirements that are imposed by other tiers of government. That being said, our services at community care are, I believe, at capacity, and will be until such time as we can secure some additional staff out there. As a funded service, we need to be mindful that any overspend in that area would be supported by council from its reserves. But there's an increasing need for aged care services across the Shire, and while there are in accommodation facilities that provide care, access to those facilities can be challenging as well because they're limited. So, and there's anecdotal and statistical information which supports keeping people of a certain age within their home for as long as particularly possible. So providing in-home care is the best way to do that. So,
thank you. Are there any questions for the Director of Community Services?
I may be standing because it's difficult.
Okay, we'll move on to 6.28, the Technical Services Report. Are there any questions, councillors? This is our big ticket item. This is our road. Anything we should be aware of, the Director of Technical Services?
Yeah, one in particular, the DC3, we've been having some issues getting the actual fuselage transport sorted. I do believe that's finally been rectified and the fuselage will actually be moving to the hangar at the airport very early in November. So we were hoping to have the plane finalised and ready for Remembrance Day. That's not going to happen, but looks like we will have it done early in the year, ready for Anzac Day.
Very good. Thank you. Are there any questions for the Director of Technical Services regarding roads or other issues around the area? No. Councillor Henderson?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Just a question about, is this the complete plan for maintenance, or is there an additional maintenance schedule with additional roads?
This is just what's going on for what's happened in the previous month and what's going on in the last month. There was a report which I think went to about the August council meeting, which was the roads program for the entire year.
Can I move that the new councillors get a copy of that report, please?
Yes. Okay, that's great. Very good. Yes, Councillor
Pinnock? I had two questions, really, to you, if I may. It's in regard to that roadworks that was to happen at the front of Aspire. There's that dip there that was to be improved. Also, the sides of the road, they're getting very, very washed away. And also around the back of Aspire, it's really quite shocking. There's rubbish in that's gotten out somehow. And if I may also ask too about the progress regarding the business park, there's still that detour sign there. So I'm just wondering how that's progressing as well.
Okay, with regards to that bottom end of Neil Street, we're actually drawing up the tenders for that right now, so we'll go out to tender for that work. And then with the business park, the contractor that did the work still got some outstanding repairs that they need to undertake within there, and when they're finished, we'll actually open up that section of road.
Okay, thank you.
Very good. Okay, we'll move on to 6.29, Development Services Activity Report for August 2024. Are there any observations or questions, councillors, for the Director of Technical Services or the General Manager? Motion that these reports be adopted. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. So we've got reports of committees, the Ungaria Advancement Group and the Wyong School of Arts and Hall Committee. Now the minutes are attached. There's a recognition that Council endorsed the committee meeting minutes as presented. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Carnegie, seconder. Councillor Pennell. I don't think there's any. Is there any questions, councillors, regarding those? No, if there are none, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? I declare it carried, and I think that's good. I think that's it this evening, councillors. So can I have a mover, please, to close the meeting? Councillor Henderson, the seconder, to close the meeting. Councillor Minogue, all those in favour?
Aye.
I declare the meeting closed. Thank you, councillors. Congratulations to all the new office bearers. And I hope to have a very inclusive council and productive 4-year term. Thank you.
a bit wrong.
Well, I tend to do that on a regular basis.
Well done.
Congratulations, Holly.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
That's all you got to work.
Oh, yeah. 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 Oh